You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our online Sunday service. Masaya po kami na magkakasama na naman tayo ngayong hapon na to. And today, we are continuing with our series entitled The Ability to Produce Wealth. But before we talk about that, I would just like to congratulate and commend lahat po ng mga sumama at nag-join sa atin nung prayer and fasting natin itong nagdaang linggo. So sa inyo pong lahat na nakasama namin, isa namang heart emoticon dyan. So congratulations po, natapos nyo, napagdaanan nyo. And I'm sure your greatest reward, your greatest breakthrough is having more of God, hearing from God throughout that 3 days of prayer and fasting. And I'm just excited na madinig po yung mga breakthroughs, yung mga bonuses na blessing na ibibigay sa inyo ni God sa mga dadating pang araw. Okay, so kaya nga po, iniimbitahan ko kayo kung isa kayo sa may breakthrough na, isend nyo naman sa amin, okay, using this QR code flash on your screen because we want to celebrate with you. Okay, so going back to the preaching of God's Word, we are on our second week of the series, Ability to Produce Wealth. And this series is about our finances and God's promise to provide for His people no matter what. We do believe that this series is very timely because a lot of us are going through financial challenges because of the pandemic. But at the same time, we do believe that it is timeless. Why? Because God's provision is not dependent on our economy, on the amount of income or salary that we're receiving, or kung allowance man yan, or kung gaano man kalaki yung pera natin sa banko. Okay? We do believe that it is also for everyone. Okay? Para po sa ating lahat, whether you are experiencing abundance in your finances, or whether you are in lack, kung tingin mo sa sarili mo, milyonaryo ka, o sa tingin mo, baryanaryo ka, para sa'yo ang mensahe na to. So, ready na po ba kayo? Pag-usapan na po natin. And let me start by asking you this question. Ano ang isang bagay na madalas mong makalimutan? Ano ang isang bagay na madalas mong makalimutan? Okay lang ba? Share mo naman sa comment section natin. Ayan. So I'm sure lahat po tayo mayroong mga bagay tayo na lagi nating nakakalimutan. But as you write or comment those things na nakakalimutan natin, I realized few things about those things na nakakalimutan natin. There are those things na we can afford na makalimutan. There are those things that we can afford to forget. For example, siguro yung minsan nakakalimutan natin kung saan natin pinatong yung ball pen natin o yung salamin natin o yung suklay natin. Okay lang po yun. Siguro we can afford na maiwang bukas yung ilaw sa bahay natin. So, tataas ng konti yung kuryente natin pero okay pa rin naman. Okay, hindi naman siguro tayo mamumulubi dahil sa naiwang ilaw. Or probably siguro pag nakakalimutan nating maligo, lalo na kung alam naman natin na online naman yung ating meeting sa trabaho, hindi naman halata, okay? So magsusuklay na lang ako. So those are things, some of the things that we can afford to forget. But in reality, there are also things that we cannot afford to forget because it would have a dire consequence on our end. For example, siguro sa amin, we cannot afford na hindi magbayad ng bills on time. We cannot afford na maiwan ng bukas yung pinto ng bahay namin pag lumalabas kami or pag wala kami sa bahay. We cannot afford na maiwanang nakasaksak yung plancha tapos aalis kami ng bahay. Or makalimutang bukas yung kalan. Okay? Naku, baka masunog yung bahay. There are things in life that we cannot afford to forget. And the same is true when it comes to our walk with God. There are things that we cannot afford to forget when it comes to God. And there are things that we need to make sure that we would always remember. Can you say that again with me? Remember. Remember. And today, we want to know, ano ba yung mga kailangan nating tandaan? What are those things that we need to remember and we cannot afford to forget? Alright? So to do that, can we open our Bibles from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. We're going to read from verses 2 to 4. And then we're going to jump from verses 14 to 16. Okay? So, ilabas na po natin yung mga Bible natin. So, I hope that you have one with you in your homes. Ayan. Let me read it for you. Let me start in verse 2. I'm reading in the New Living Translation. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey His commands. Yes, He humbled you by letting you go hungry, then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and to your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. For all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister as well. Verse 14, do not become proud at that time and forget the Lord your God, who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. Do not forget that he led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its poisonous snakes and scorpions, where it was so hot and dry. He gave you water from the rock. He fed you with manna in the wilderness, a food unknown to your ancestors. He did this to humble you and test you for your own good. Let us pray. God, we thank you for indeed you are the God who speaks to us even today. I thank you, God, that you would allow your scripture to be timely for us, especially sa mga pinagdadaanan namin financially. And thank you, Father, that as we understand your word, through the help of your Holy Spirit, we would be able to respond well and apply this well in our lives by your grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. All right, so we just read from the book of Deuteronomy. Now let me give you a background from the scripture that we just read. This scripture was written by Moses during the latter part of his life. And during this time, they were traveling, okay, from Egypt to the promised land, going through the wilderness. Now, the promised land that they're going to go to is such an amazing, extraordinary place. In fact, what we would see in Deuteronomy chapter 8, 12 to 13, is a glimpse of what they would experience kapag nakarating na sila dun sa promised land. Sabi dun sa verse 12, when they arrived there, they would have eaten and are full. Okay? Nabubusog sila. Sabi rin dun, they will build houses and live in them. Sabi rin doon, their herds and flocks would multiply, your silver and gold will be multiplied, all that you have will be multiplied. Nako, grabe yung provision na naghihintay sa kanila pagdating nila sa promised land. And pinaka-amazing sa akin dito yung, sabi doon, pagdating mo doon, you would be able to eat and be full. I could just imagine siguro yung 40 years of their travel in the wilderness, in the desert. It's probably yung choice of food nila hindi ganun kadami. Iba siguro sa kanila, nagsasawa na sa kinakain nila. Pero sinasabi dito, pagdating mo sa promised land, okay, hindi lang sa marami kang kakainin, mabubusog ka pa. Kaya pala, naisip ko lang po to, kaya pala yung land, yung pangalan ng land, yung promised land na pupuntahan nila ay pinangalan ng Canaan. Okay, kasi marami po dong Canaan, hapag Canaan. Okay, so hindi ko, akin lang po yun, okay? So, dinigising ko lang po kayo sa hapon na to. But nonetheless, the promised land that awaits them is extraordinary. And this is the promised or covenant provision that God has for them. Now, when you look at it, ang saya magkaroon ng promised land, di ba? But I want you to know that God has a promised land for all of us. For all of us who are following God, God has a promised land for all of us. Now, going back to the text that we read a while ago, in the book, Moses knows that he won't make it to the promised land. Hindi po siya aabot. Si God na po yung nagtuldok sa buhay niya. Now, what Moses is trying to do now is to teach the new generation, okay, of Israelites what they need to do before they enter the promised land. So, he is talking to Israelites na mga anak-anak na, nung mga Israelites na lumaya from Egypt. He was teaching them, ito yung kailangan nyong malaman pagdating nyo sa promised land. And when you look at chapter 8, you can actually see na dalawa lang po na paulit-ulit yung instruction ni Moses sa mga Israelites. In verse 1, we will see that essentially what Moses was saying is obey. In verse 2 to 5, Moses was saying remember. In verses 6 to 9, he was saying obey. In verses 10 to 18, he was saying remember. And then in verses 19 to 20, he was saying, remember and obey. Kaya nga po, dito sa series nating Ability to Produce Wealth, nung week 1, pinag-usapan natin na we are to obey what God is asking us to do. We are to obey what God is asking us to do. And today, this is our message for you, that we are to remember what God has done for us. Remember what God has done for us. So ang tanong, ano ba yung ginawa ni God doon sa mga Israelites? Or ano ba yung ginawa ni God para sa atin. Una po na gusto nating alalahanin is this. Remember, God leads us through hard times. Remember, God leads us through hard times. In verse 2, it says, "There, remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years. Verse 14, do not become proud at that time and forget the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery in that land of Egypt. Do not forget that He led you through the great and terrifying wilderness." Ano ba yung wilderness na pinag-usapan natin dito? This is actually a picture of a desert or a barren land where wild animals or beasts lives in. Okay, so kaya nga po, hindi ganun ka-komportable, there's so much danger, and there's no food. It's so hard to find food in that place. And ito po yung pinagdadaanan nila, ito yung place where they are in for 40 years. Can you imagine that 40 years pong nasa wilderness yung Israelites during this time? Now, talking about wilderness, I do believe that we have our own version of wilderness. For some of us, ang tingin natin sa wilderness yung buong buhay natin. For some of us, especially financially speaking, certain seasons lang po ng buhay natin. Especially during those times na you found yourself unemployed for a long time or siguro yung nakita mo yung sarili mo na wala kang pambayad dun sa tuition fee mo, wala kang pambayad sa mga bills mo, okay, wala kang allowance, wala kang sweldo, or siguro yung nag-pile up na ang dami mo ng utang. Maybe those are the times that you find yourself in wilderness. But here, their wilderness is literally a wilderness environment. Okay? So ngayon, before we proceed, we ask ourselves, ano ba yung mga wilderness na pinagdaanan natin sa buhay? Can you still remember them? Naalala nyo pa po ba kung gaano kahirap yung buhay ng mga panahon na nasa wilderness tayo? Now, going back to the text that we read a while ago, I want you to notice this. God did not say that in the text that God abandoned them in the wilderness. What was explicitly said in the scripture is this, that God led them, okay? God led them in the wilderness. It only tells us this, that hardships are not a sign of abandonment by God. Hardships are not a sign of abandonment by God. Just because we're having a hard time, just because the situation that we are in entails hardship from us. Nahihirapan tayo, kailangan talagang kumayod, kailangan talagang paghirapan. Hindi po ibig sabihin nun, iniwanan na tayo ng ating Panginoon. In fact, what we would see here is that, yes, the Israelites were in the wilderness, but God was there with them. In fact, because God was with them, God gave them three things, okay? Una, God gave them provision. God gave them provision. Verse 3 says, feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. Sabi rin sa verse 15, do not forget that He led you through the great and terrifying wilderness where it was so hot and dry. And then He gave you water from the rock. And then in in Psalm 105, verse 40, it says there, they asked for meat, a description of their journey. They asked for meat and He sent them quail. He satisfied their hunger with manna, bread from heaven. Obviously, God was indeed with them. And there was provision accompanying them because God was the one leading them through their hard times, through their hardships. There was provision. Another thing that God gave them is preservation. Okay, sabi sa verse 4, for all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out. And your feet didn't blister or swell. Grabe, di ba? For 40 years, hindi po naluma yung mga damit nila. I could imagine kung gaano ka tipid siguro po sa mga damit yung mga tao during that time. Kasi hindi po normal yung nangyari sa kanila. Kami nga po sa bahay, kapag naluluma na yung damit, or siguro kayo din, di ba yun yung numinipis ng numinipis, yung konti ng ipopoke mo nalang butas lang, yung masarap ang bahay. Pero hindi po nila naranasan yun kasi the Bible says, hindi po naluluma yung mga damit nila. In fact, yung mga paa din nila, hindi namaga, hindi nagkaroon ng blister. Even if they were walking, okay, for 40 years in the desert, in the wilderness. Ganun po katindi yung provision and preservation na ginawa ni God sa mga buhay nila. Okay? Not only that, hindi lang sila binigyan ni God ng provision, preservation, God also granted them protection. Verse 15 says, do not forget that he led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its poisonous snakes and scorpions. Wow, grabe, di ba? Imagine this. They were traveling from one place to another. Wala silang bahay. Wala silang permanent na matutulugan. So, ibig sabihin nun, every night, there's a possibility na may katabi silang scorpion. May katabi silang ahas. Yet, God protected them. That is how God led them. That is how God really helped them because He was with them. In fact, the Bible says also in the book of Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 to 22, that He guided them all through the journey. Okay, all throughout the journey. In verse 21, says there, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. Grabe, di ba? Laging nandun yung presence ni God with them, guiding them, leading them throughout this wilderness, throughout this hardship that they are facing. Now, the question is, how about us? Whether we are aware of it or not, we do believe that God has been leading us, guiding us throughout this pandemic season. Can you remember those times that you found yourself within this pandemic? 1.5 years na po tayong dadaan dito sa pandemic nito. But aren't you grateful that God was there with us, leading us? And because of that, we were able to eat food even though it's pandemic. Naalala ko po nung first few weeks nung pandemic, lahat nagkakagulo yung mga tao. They're afraid na baka maubusan ng pagkain, so nagpa-panic buying. Pero guess what? 1.5 years na po tayo, may pagkain pa rin naman, hindi tayo naubusan ng pambili ng pagkain. Okay, sometimes may nagbibigay sa atin, pero nonetheless, may pagkain. Hindi tayo, yung iba sa atin, hindi nagkasakit. Or yung iba sa atin, nagkasakit man tayo, or COVID man yung nakuha natin, pero gumaling. Yung iba sa atin, hindi nawalan ng trabaho. Yung iba, nawalan ng trabaho, pero nagkaroon pa ulit ng bagong trabaho. Work from home pa. Mas maganda pa yung setup. Yung iba sa atin, nangarap tayo na sa bahay makakapag-work, tapos nagkaroon tayo ng internet. Tapos breakthrough yung internet natin. Kahit busy-busy yung oras, kumakapit yung internet natin, hindi bumibitaw. Those are some of the things that we would see na even though it's pandemic, even though there's hardship and difficulty, kahit pa wilderness ang experience natin, God is still leading us. God is still with us. And we need to remember that. We cannot afford to forget that God led us through those hard times. Okay? God leads us through hard times. In fact, hindi nga lang po itong time ng pandemic eh. Pag bumalik pa tayo sa mas earlier days, years ng buhay natin, pre-pandemic, I'm sure there were occasions or seasons in our lives that we found ourselves in financial wilderness. Yung hirap ka sa pera financially, pero when you look at it, during those times, you were still able to buy what you want. You were still able to eat what you wanted. You were still able to travel. Nakapag-vacation ka pa rin. Why? Because God was there. Remember that God leads us through hard times. God is there and He was leading us. Now, it's important for us to remember that God leads us in hard times or through hard times because it gives us hope for the present. It gives us security for the present and even hope for the future. Na kahit pa difficult, kahit pa hard yung time na meron tayo ngayon, yung situation na meron tayo ngayon, we can be confident that there is a God who would provide for us. There is a God who would preserve us. There is a God who would protect us today and for the rest of our lives. Yung hindi tayo nagpapanik, hindi tayo kinakabahan, hindi tayo natatakot kung ano mangyayari sa kinabukasan natin. Why? Because we know that God leads us through hard times. Now, the question here is, are you allowing God to lead you right now? Are you allowing God to lead you in your situation? Yes, your situation is difficult. Yes, your situation is hard. But are you allowing God to lead you right now? Sometimes kasi pag mahirap yung sitwasyon, inaagaw na natin kay God yung control sa buhay natin. God, ang tagal mo responde. God, hindi nangyayari yung gusto kong breakthrough. Ako na yung didiskarte, ako na yung gagawa ng paraan. Even if it's not in accordance with God's will, sometimes we grab the control from God. We lead our own lives. But what we would see here in Scripture is, even though they were having a hard time, they were entering a wilderness because they allowed God to lead them. They were able to go through the wilderness, experience God's breakthrough, and even reach the promised land. So my prayer, my hope is that we would remember that God leads us through hard times. Second thing that I want you to remember based from the Scripture is this. Remember, God tests us sometimes. God tests us sometimes. Verse 2 says, there, remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years. Okay? Here in this verse, we want to ask the question, why did God allow the Israelites to experience the wilderness? Bakit ba hinayaan pa ni God na pag mahirapan sila? Note that pagka po yung mga Bible scholars, sinasabi nila na yung journey raw po, yung distance from Egypt to the promised land nung Israelites, they could have done that in just 40 days. Ganun po kalapit. But the Bible would tell us that it took them 40 years for them to reach the promised land. Why was that? Why did God allow them na pumasok pa sa wilderness, magpaikot-ikot pa sa wilderness for 40 years? Okay? In fact, nung sinasabi po ito ni Moses, kinakwento niya ito sa, pinapangaralan niya yung mga next generation Israelites, they are still in the wilderness. Why? Why did God allow it to happen? And maybe you are here and you are probably asking the same questions. God, bakit mo ba hinayaan pang dumaan ako sa wilderness ng buhay ko? O bakit kaya hinayaan mo na ngayon, nandun ako sa wilderness? Lord, why is it that there's so much difficulty, the situation, the time that I'm in is so difficult, it's so hard. Why is it happening? Bakit ako pa? Bakit ngayon pa? Why? Maybe those are the questions that you have as well. And the good thing is, in Scripture, God revealed His reason kung bakit niya hinayaan mangyari yung sa Israelites. And I do believe that's the same reason that God is allowing, why God is allowing us to go through the same wilderness. Una, to humble us, to stop us from being proud and forgetting God. Verse 2 says there, remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey His commands. Yes, He humbled you by letting you go hungry and feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. In verse 14, it says there, do not become proud at that time and forget the Lord your God. Okay? Is it possible that the testing that we are going through is God's way of humbling us so that we would not grow proud of ourselves na parang, uy, I was able to have this financial breakthrough dahil sa akin. I want you to understand na this is for those who are experiencing abundance and those who are experiencing lack. Sometimes yung challenge for those who are experiencing abundance is this. I'm the man. Kaya ako may provision na ganito, kaya ako maraming pera, kaya ako financially well during this time is because I worked hard for it. Pinagtrabahuhan ko, sinipagan ko, ginamit ko yung talino ko, diniskartihan ko. So, ikaw na. Pero, reality is, it is still God who allowed us to have them. Okay? Kaya ngayon, kung may challenges ka financially, is it possible that God is humbling us? God is humbling us, making us see that it's not about us? Or probably you're in a financial lack right now, you're challenged financially. And sometimes, God is humbling us kasi, yes, we know that we need provision, pero in our mind, we're thinking na provision will come kasi gagalingan ko, kasi sisipagan ko. The solution to my concern, to my problem is me. Could it be possible that God is allowing us to stay in this financial challenge because God is humbling us as well? For the Israelites, God allowed them to go through the wilderness. First reason is to humble them so that they would not be proud and forget about God. Another reason that God has for allowing them to go through the wilderness is to test their hearts or to reveal their hearts. Okay, can you say that? Reveal their hearts. When you test or the heart, it actually shows what's already there. And that's like any other test, di ba? Kapag nagte-test po tayo or nag-go through tayo ng test or examination, it's really there to reveal what's already there. So, dinidetermine lang niya kung if you have enough knowledge to get to the next course or nagte-test ka kung halimbawa nga ngayon pong pandemic na to, meron tayong tinatawag na PCR test. It's actually a test that we take to determine kung positive o negative tayo dun sa virus na COVID-19. Now, here, is it possible na itong wilderness na to na pinagdadaanan natin is God's PCR test to determine kung positive or negative ba tayo dun sa pagiging proud natin sa sarili natin? Is it possible that God is just determining kung tayo ba ay dependent pa kay God or not? In reality, God doesn't have to test us for Him to know kasi alam na naman niya yung puso natin. But God is testing us so that our hearts would be revealed so that we may realize na grabe, nasa puso ko na pala to. I'm no longer humble. I'm already proud. I'm no longer depending on God. I'm depending on myself. But the good news here is, kung tinetest tayo ni God, ibig sabihin may pag-asa pa. Okay? Ibig sabihin, God is testing us because He is giving us a chance to actually adjust, to actually align our hearts to God. Which leads me to the third reason why God tested the Israelites and why God is testing us. Third reason is to teach us. To teach us to depend on God and to see Him that He is sufficient. That God is sufficient. He is teaching us. He wants us to depend on Him. The Bible says in verse 3, He did it to teach you, the people, that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. That our dependence is in God. That we are not dependent on the provision. We're not dependent on the work that we have. We're not dependent on the parents or the salary or the things that we get, yung income natin. Our dependence is meant to be on God alone. The source of everything, the provider of everything, in Him and in Him alone. He who provides everything that we receive in this life. So the question is, ano bang test yung pinagdadaanan mo ngayon? Ano bang test yung pinagdadaanan natin? Walang trabaho? Mahina kita ng business? Walang allowance? Daming utang? Walang makain sa hapagkainan? I believe God is reminding us that we are to remember that God tests us sometimes. You see, remembering that God tests us sometimes is very important because it makes us depend on Him and not on ourselves. Na kapag may challenges tayo, napapa-wake up call tayo, ay grabe, baka naman self-reliance na, self-dependence na yung meron ako. Am I still depending on God? Am I still running to God, looking to God for the provision, for the breakthrough that I need? The question is, what does the test in our lives reveal about our hearts? Yes, may mga test. Yes, may mga wilderness. Yes, may pinagdadaanan tayo financially. But what does it reveal in our hearts? Are we really dependent on God or on ourselves? My prayer, my hope is that upon realizing kung ano yun, kung hindi na tayo dependent on God, we would make a decision, a conscious decision that, Lord, I repent for this. Now let me depend on You moving forward. Alright? So una, remember that God leads us through hard times. Pangalawa, remember that God tests us sometimes. And lastly, remember, God is good to us all the time. Remember, God is good to us all the time. I remember yung saying dati in a movie that I watched, sabi doon, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Okay, and I think that's a great phrase that captures what we're trying to say here, that God is good to us all the time. What we would see in the scripture that we read a while ago is that God performed miracles for them in so many ways. There was manna from heaven, there were quail for them, for meat, there were water given to them from the rock, there were pillars of clouds and pillars of fire that guides them through their days and through their nights. Grabe yung provision at saka yung lahat ng binigay na blessing ni God sa buhay nila. And those were miraculous things. And I do believe lahat po tayo, nakakatanggap tayo ng mga miraculous things in our lives. In fact, just reading through the breakthrough, yung mga nag-scan po ng QR code, nagpadala ng mga breakthrough nila sa prayer and fasting natin, sobrang nakaka-encourage. Kasi miraculous din yung mga ginawa ni God para sa kanila. Some of them, suddenly, nagkaroon sila ng promotion sa trabaho. During this time na ang daming nalilayoff sa trabaho, sila na-promote. Grabe yung provision, nag-increase pa yung salary nila. Yung iba sa kanila, nagkaroon sila ng miraculous healing. Magaling na sila from cancer. Diba? Yung iba sa kanila, they were believing God for greater income. Nawalan pa ng trabaho, pero nagkaroon ng business. Mas malaki pa yung income doon sa business kesa doon sa dati nilang trabaho. Yung iba sa kanila, nakagraduate. Finally, yung iba sa kanila, nagkaroon ng love life. Okay? Kahit pandemic, ang hirap pa naman mag-date, pero nagkaroon sila ng love life. Sobra yung breakthrough. Okay, na nakikita nila, it was miraculous in nature. And that's yet quite similar dun sa mga breakthrough, blessing na tinanggap ng Israelites. They were all miraculous. But what I want you to see here is that God did that for them for 40 long years. Every day, they receive a miracle for 40 years. So, if you're receiving that breakthrough, that miracle every day, I could only imagine pagdating siguro ng after 10 years na everyday mo natatanggap yung miracle na yon. It doesn't feel miraculous anymore. Somehow we could imagine that it probably would feel ordinary already. Why? Because people like you and me, and like the Israelites, have a natural tendency to be familiar with things that are happening regularly. So is it possible that God was reminding them at this time that the miracles that they're receiving every day is still about the goodness of God for them? Is it possible that God is giving them a wake-up call na you're not meant to be just thankful for the rare, miraculous things that I do for you? You're also meant to be grateful for the regular, the usual, the consistent, everyday miracles that I do for you. You see, there's nothing wrong with being grateful with being healed from cancer. There's nothing wrong with being grateful with job promotion or having a new house, having a new car. Those are miraculous things. Those are grateful things that we are to be grateful for, and I rejoice with you. But how about the everyday miracles that we experience from God? When was the last time that you felt so grateful to God simply because you woke up that day? Simply because you had food that day. Yung nag-look ba ka, God, salamat kasi buong pandemic, grabe 1.5 year, every day may kinain kami. When was the last time you got grateful to God because you still have a job or nagkatrabaho ka? When was the last time you thank God kasi you woke up with your family? Lord, thank you kasi kasama ko pa sila. Lord, salamat kasi pinagaling mo ako sa sakit ko, pero yung sakit mo, headache lang. Yung sakit mo, sipon lang. When was the last time? When was the last time you said thank you to God because you went to work and you were able to return safely? Aren't those experiences miraculous in nature as well? Because those are God's showcase of His provision, preservation, and protection. Could it be possible that we also fell in the same trap that the Israelites are in during that time? Na kasi sobrang lagi nangyayari yung miracle sa buhay nila every day, they became familiar with it, di na nila nakikita as a miracle. I believe that God is reminding us there's miracle for us every day. There's a miracle for you. In fact, right now, if you are being convicted by God, I believe God is revealing something that you're supposed to be grateful for. Okay? It may seem ordinary, but it's actually miraculous. Why? Because God is giving it to you. Apart from God, you don't have that. In fact, itype mo nga, ilagay mo, Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for my spouse. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my health. Thank you that I'm still alive. Lagay mo lang. Let's express it to God. Let's celebrate it together. But this is the reminder of Moses, and this is the reminder of God for all of us. Remember, God is good to us all the time. It's important for us to know this because it would make us thankful to God in the miraculous blessings that He gives to us every day of our lives. Now the question is, are you thankful to God for the miracles that He has given you? Nagpe-pray tayo dun sa matindi at bonggang-bonggang miracle na pinagpa-fast natin. We're gonna believe with you. But at the same time, let's be grateful for the everyday miracles that God has already given us. As I land this, Moses' exhortation to them is this: to remember what God has done for us. And he said this while he was still leading the Israelites from Egypt through the wilderness going to the promised land. Now, what you would see here is this. What you would observe here is this. The wilderness experience was not their destination. The wilderness experience was not their destination. It was just a preparation. Because what God has in store for them is a grand, extraordinary, amazing promised land. So as I end this, let me leave you with these three statements to summarize everything that I shared to you this afternoon. Una, God has promised, or God has a promised land for all of us. God has a promised land for all of us. Second, our current wilderness experience is not our destination. It is just a preparation. Our current wilderness experience is not our destination. It is just a preparation. And lastly, remember what God has done for us. Remember what God has done for us. Before we pray, last scripture. And this scripture captures the most important thing that God has done for all of us, especially to us watching this or joining us in this worship service right now. Romans 8 verse 32 says, since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? This is the promise that God has for us, that since he did not spare even his very own son, it gives us the assurance that we could have the blessings, the promised land, the fulfillment of the promises that God has for us. We are to remember that. We are not to forget that. We are to remember God. We are to acknowledge Him every day of our lives. Let us pray. God, I thank you for everything that you have done for all of us. Thank you, Lord, for the grace that you have given us every day of our lives, the guidance, the leadership that you have provided, especially during those times that we are facing wilderness, during those times that everything that we do is hard, during those times that we are experiencing financial difficulties. Lord, we thank you for your grace is there for us and you are leading us. Thank you for the times that you have granted us your provision. Thank you for the times that you preserved us from being consumed by the difficulties that we're facing. Thank you for the protection that you have given us, God, from things that would harm us, from things that would inflict more financial difficulty in us. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. And most especially, God, thank you for your Son. Thank you for Jesus who made it possible for us to receive the fulfillment of your promises in our lives. Lord, thank you. Today, as we join in this worship service, Lord, we acknowledge we appreciate and we extend to you our gratefulness. Lord, thank you for reminding us. Father, I pray that you would instill that in our hearts so that we may not forget it forever in our lives. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. And today, Father, Lord, we commit once more ourselves to you. Lord, may we depend on you for everything that we would have in this life. Lord, may we not be swayed by the need to rely on ourselves when it comes to provision. May we not be swayed by the difficulty of our finances for us to rely on people. Lord, may we look at you, Lord God. Lord God, may we depend on you alone for all the needs that we would have in this life. And thank you, because we know that you are gracious, because you are good all the time. Lord, we can depend on you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I want to pray for a few groups of people who are joining us this afternoon. Maybe for some of you, as you listen to the preaching of God's word, God is convicting you, because as you listen to the word, it's like God is doing a test in your heart. And somehow God revealed to you that your heart is not aligned to his. That your heart is now proud of yourself. You're not depending on God. I believe that today is a good time for us to be right with him. God is inviting you. Would you repent? Would you ask forgiveness for that sin? If that is you, let me lead you into a prayer. Lord, in behalf of those who are sinning before you because of our self-dependence, because we are not relying on you, Lord, we repent. We come to you in humility and we acknowledge, God, that we have sinned. But today, God, as we repent of this sin, Lord, we turn our hearts back to you. We decide, Father, that moving forward, we would now obey you in our finances. We would now rely on you, that we would put our faith in you, not on our ability, not on the people around us, but on you alone. So, Father, we pray for your grace that starting today and moving forward, that we would be able to honor you and depend on you when it comes to our finances. Lord, we receive your forgiveness. We receive the fresh start in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray for another group of people. Maybe you are here and as you watch this, you're thinking, Lord, I'm one of those people who's experiencing a great financial need. I believe God is here and God is our ultimate provider. He will provide for us according to his will. If that is you and you're in need of that provision, let me just pray for you. Would you bow your heads right now? Lord, I pray for those who are in great need financially. Father, I pray that you would come through in their situation. Lord, I pray that you would show yourself, Lord God, faithful and good in the difficulty that they're facing. And I thank you, God, that your timing is always perfect. You are not late, you're always on time. You're not gonna give them na kulang, you're gonna always give them in abundance, in excess. Lord, thank you. Lord God, we are in faith of your goodness. Therefore, we will receive your provision in their lives by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Receive it by faith right now. God's provision is on its way. Lastly, let me pray for those who doesn't have a relationship with Christ yet. Just like what I said in the last scripture that I read, the greatest provision that God has given us is Jesus himself. When God gave his one and only son to us. And that's for the reason that we may have a relationship with God. Today, God is giving you that gift. God is giving you that opportunity. Would you receive Jesus in your life right now? If that is you, let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for those people who decided to accept Jesus in their lives today. I pray that you would allow them, God, to hear from you. Thank you, Lord, that you love them. Thank you, God, that you accept them. If you are that person, can you pray this prayer with me? Jesus, I welcome you in my life. Today, I ask forgiveness for the sins that I have committed against you, against God. I repent, Lord, for I know that they are wrong. Today, I commit myself to you. I accept you in my life as my Lord and Savior. And today, Lord God, I choose to live for you, to honor you in my finances and in everything else in my life. Thank you, Lord, In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, I thank you for the new life that you are giving them. May they experience the abundance and the love and the fulfillment of the promises that you have for your people. Bless them, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. If you're one of those people who made that decision, let us help you walk with God. So contact us through this number or scan this QR code. We want to help you grow in your walk with God. Okay po ba? So ayan. So as we end, can we just bow our heads? Let me speak a blessing to all of us who join us this afternoon. Lord, I thank you for indeed your blessing is upon every one of us because you are a good God. And thank you that as we go through this life or whatever wilderness we would face in this life, Lord, we would have the confidence, security that you are with us. So let us keep honoring you, let us keep remembering you, and let us keep obeying you in everything that we would do. This we claim in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you for joining us. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.